My name is Hoda Abdel Nasser, daughter of Gamal Abdel Nasser, the president of Egypt from 1954 up to 1970 when he passed away. My father achieved a political victory after the Suez Crisis. Gamal Abdel Nasser emerged as the leader of the Arab world, and developments in the region afterwards led to tension between the Arab countries and Israel. This tension ended by an attack, a military attack by Israel on Egypt, Syria, and Jordan. This attack actually paralyzed the Egyptian army because they bombarded all or most of the Egyptian airports, military airports. Right after the ceasefire, my father presented his resignation to the Egyptian people. At that time, we were with him at home, and we were in a terrible state, of course. And what I remember on that day is that my father was in his office, and nobody of us dared to go and see him. Then we knew that there was the speech of my father on the television. We turned on the TV and we watched him. 10 minutes later, we found our house surrounded by masses of people, crying, shouting, and refusing his resignation. Actually, it was something that we never expected. Well, the next day, the whole city was paralyzed. Everybody slept in the streets, and there were demonstrations. And then we knew from the BBC that the same scene was repeated in all the Arab countries. Demonstrations in the streets, refusing his resignation. What I remember was that from the next day, the 11th of June, he put everything behind him and he started day one rebuilding the army. I remember in a conversation with him when I found him reading Churchill's memoirs that he said, "I want to know what kind of life was in Britain after Dunkirk. What was the tone of the media, for instance? How were the people mobilized then?" And I have still these memoirs with his handwriting and comments on it. Our family followed austerity measures like any other Egyptian family in the period of war of attrition. I remember that in the early 70s, I asked my father for a sound system. And so he looked at me and said, "No, I'll get it for you after liberation." Now that after all these years, when I look back, I believe that the period of his life after this big defeat of June 1967 was his best period. Because usually heroes are not tested at moments of victory, but the real test comes at moments of defeat. Actually, he gave an example of how to start not only from zero, but from below zero, economically, politically, because of course this defeat urged opposition internally in Egypt to act against him. Internationally, the West was against him, but the people always cling to him, to his image, to his principles, and to everything that he believed in those moments.